Beloved radio friends, it's my pleasure again to meet you on air. And I know that the Lord has been gracious to you. We are encouraged by your responses to these messages. Once again, we bring you a life-changing message today and crave your indulgence to give us attention as the word comes to you. We will be reading from the passage in Genesis chapter 28, verse 3. Genesis chapter 28, verse 3. Will be our main passage today. Genesis 28, verse 3. Let me read. May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and increase your numbers until you become a community of peoples. May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and increase your numbers until you become a community of peoples. It sounds like a prayer, and it is a prayer and also a command. This was the prayer, the command of Moses to the people of God. Our topic today will be the biblical principle of fruitfulness. Biblical principle of fruitfulness. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that it is your will that we be fruitful. As a matter of fact, that's one of your purposes for our lives. And as I bring this message to your people, I pray that the entrance of the word, Lord, will expose them to knowledge. A knowledge which, when they put into practice, will lead to fruitfulness, fulfilling your purpose for their lives. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Fruitfulness is a sign of life. It is a source of deep satisfaction. It is the fulfillment of purpose, God's purpose for man. Fruitfulness is what the gardener or farmer expects when he plants a seed, when he grows a vineyard. His expectation is that the garden will be fruitful, that he will harvest fruits. Fruitfulness is the natural byproduct of the healthy believer, and it is the result of several important elements at work in the believer. A fully devoted disciple is a fruitful disciple, growing and maturing. Fruitfulness is implanted in a believer. A believer that abides in Christ will always grow, increase, abound, flourish, and reproduce much fruit. I want us to take some Bible readings to at least have a brief discourse on fruitfulness. What does the Bible say about fruitfulness? We've read one verse in Genesis chapter 28, and let me repeat that verse. May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and increase your numbers until you become a community of peoples. Do you see that? It's a command of God. Fruitfulness is a command of God. In Genesis chapter 41, we'll read another passage. Let me read that passage again and hear what the Bible says about fruitfulness. Genesis 41 verse 52. The second son he named Ephraim and said, "It is because God has made me fruitful in the land of my suffering." This is Joseph. Joseph had a son and named him Ephraim, the second son, and said, or the meaning is, God has made me fruitful in the land of my suffering. Fruitfulness is a sign of spiritual health and life. If you are not bearing fruit, if you are not fruitful, you stand to doubt your spiritual health and life. You need to do something about it. To be fruitful is a sign of spiritual health and life. We read again from Psalm chapter 1, the book of Psalm chapter 1. We'll be reading from verse 3. Psalm chapter 1, verse 3 says, "He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers." Who is he talking about? Verse 1 says, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. That person, the Bible says in verse 3, is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Fruitfulness is a source of deep satisfaction. It gives satisfaction. It's an indication that you have gotten things right with God. We'll read again from Psalm 92, verse 13 to 14. Psalm 92, the book of Psalm 92, verse 13, and then verse 14. And let me read from this version. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. I'm reading verse 12 now. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him." Fruitfulness brings fulfillment and purpose. It brings fulfillment. You are fulfilled, and it leads to actualization of purpose, the reason why you exist. And the fifth portion I want to read is John chapter 15, verse 8. John chapter 15, verse 8. Let's take a journey to the New Testament. John chapter 15, verse 8. Let me read. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Fruitfulness brings glory to God. Fruitfulness gives God glory. Fruitfulness shows that we are in partnership with God. It brings God glory. It shows we are disciples. Let's take the definition of fruitfulness. As a matter of fact, even from the word itself, you see fruitful, full of fruit. If you speak like that, you know, directly, it's a fruitful, fruitful, full of fruit. Contrary to that is a fruitlessness, fruitlessness, fruitless, less fruit, less fruit. So one's life can be fruitful or fruitless. When it is fruitless, it means less fruit. When it is fruitful, it's more fruit. So the meaning is producing fruit, producing fruit, producing something in abundance, producing results, or being profitable, being profitable. Let's see the lifestyle that makes one fruitful. And we go back to the portion we read in Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. The lifestyle of one who is fruitful. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. So the first lifestyle is one who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, the wicked, does not walk in their counsel, does not take them as examples, nor stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. So number two lifestyle is that person does not stand in the way of sinners. He doesn't walk in the sinful pattern that is prevalent in the world. Thirdly, he does not sit in the seat of the scornful, those who mock Christianity, whose lives are full of mockery. They mock Christians. They mock people who want to live righteous. They make caricature of them. That's the lifestyle of one who will never be fruitful. He sits on the seat of the mockery. Remember that one of the things people said about Jesus on the cross is that he saved others. Let him save himself. No, they were just mocking him. And they mocked him by placing a crown of thorns on his head. And they were saying, "Hail the king, hail the king." I normally pity those people because in the last day, they will see this king of glory in his full glory. I wonder what they will do. I wonder what their action or reaction or attitude will be when they see Jesus whom they mocked. All right? Number four. Bible says that this lifestyle is the life of a person who delights in the law of the Lord. He says, delight in the law of the Lord. Look at it in verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. He has delight in the law of the Lord, in the commandments, in the protocols of the kingdom of God. He has delight in righteousness. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The righteousness, the behavior, the law, the pattern of the kingdom of God. The one that will be fruitful has a delight in the law of the Lord. Number 5, he meditates in the law of the Lord day and night. So the Bible is written there. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. It is unfortunate that many people who claim to be Christians do not even read the Bible or meditate on it. They don't have any reading note, any aid. It's just on Sundays they pick up their Bible and go to church. And whenever they are asked to fill a form, they say they are Christians. Let me ask you, when last did you take the Bible and meditate on a portion of it? Find out the meaning. What is the Lord saying to me personally? Do you meditate on the law of the Lord? That is one function that will make you fruitful. I will stop here today and we'll continue this message in another day. May the Lord help you to become fruitful. May the Lord give you the desire to be fruitful. May the Lord motivate you to be fruitful. May you receive power to bear fruit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.